Hello and welcome to Strange Familiars Presents. Strange Familiars Presents is going to be a series of shorter stories taken from folklore, legends, and weird history. If you don't already listen to our main podcast, Strange Familiars, make sure to check it out for longer stories, witness interviews, on-site recordings, and more on all things paranormal. Cryptids, ghosts, UFOs, and more. Find us at strangefamiliars.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you like what we do, please consider becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/strangefamiliars. On October 16, 1755, a raiding party of Delaware Indians descended upon a settlement near Penn's Creek, close to New Berlin, Pennsylvania. They killed all but one of the 25 settlers, leaving scalp corpses and burn houses behind them. But bodies and ruins weren't the only thing the raiders left in their wake. It is said that a witch cloud lingers over this place. Near Penn's Creek and Switzer Run, a spectral fog can be seen which hides evil things in its mist. Switzer Run isn't home to the only witch cloud. Seems there were quite a few of these around Pennsylvania, most often settling about areas where great tragedies had taken place. Where the witch cloud drifts, terrible things follow. It was said that anything could come out of the fog. Ghosts, werewolves, even Brooklock, a very old Pennsylvania German term for a vampire. Other reports have spirits of the dead, each holding a candle borne upon the witch cloud, as if they were riding strange horses from beyond. The thing seen coming out of the Switzer Run witch cloud, more often than any of these other horrors, was a ghostly bull elk. It is said that the witch cloud would descend, obscuring Switzer Run, and from the mist-obscured waters, a monster bull elk would suddenly emerge. Its large pointed antlers and flaming red eyes stunned even the bravest hunters, and many rifles were left unfired on the muddy ground, only to be retrieved after the witch cloud passed. The few hunters whose trembling fingers ever managed to pull the trigger on the ghost elk claim that their bullets were turned from the creature, as if by some kind of magnetic force. Many of the old-timers stated that a silver bullet could bring down the ghost elk, but it is not known if such a bullet was ever cast, much less fired into the witch cloud elk. Another witch cloud of sorts seemed to hang over a stretch of road in Heidelberg Township, near Hanover, Pennsylvania. On the road between Hanover and York, west of Spring Grove, near the old Mennonite Road, there was reported a series of strange sightings in the 1870s. The phantoms took diverse forms, sometimes appearing as large black dogs, those hounds so often encountered in places of strangeness, and other times as humanoid ghosts. The most frightening specters were in the form of flaming ghosts, fiery men, and perhaps even more disturbing, flaming children seen in the haunted spot. The York Daily reported in 1875, "Many of the timid absolutely refused to pass along the haunted spot after nightfall, and even the boldest hearts quake and tremble with fear when obliged to pass the vicinity where the spooks do nightly congregate and hold their phantom revels." Traveling eastward to York City, we are met with the tale of some very strange happenings. A series of articles report on a shape-changing something that became known as the Clark Alley Imp. From the York Daily, 1880. Another spook. Hanover, Columbia, and the Ninth Ward of York have been blessed with ghosts and ghost stories for some time. But now it appears a new candidate has sprung up in the spirit world to divide the honors of spookship. The haunts of this nocturnal visitor are reported to be in West Clark Alley, between Beaver and George Streets, and its antics are variously described. Thus far, it has only been seen by two young men, who are also on their nocturnal tramp. The time, generally, is Sunday nights, when dryness seems to afflict some persons and drives them forth in the darkness to seek a drop. His ghost ship makes his appearance in the alley and makes himself visible to these thirsty wanderers. Just the exact shape that the apparition assumes on the occasions referred to has not transpired. Sometimes he comes in the form of a man and puts on the airs of a horse thief. Then, again, he struts along in the shape of a huge demijohn on two legs, and not unfrequently, like a rolling beer barrel tapped at both ends. The horse thief shape is never interfered with, but the other two forms are chased up and down the alley, but like the will-o'-the-wisp, are never captured. So firm are the young men in the belief that something is wrong in the locality named, that they secured the services of a police officer and stationed him at the corner while they scoured the alley. After remaining on this special watch for the spook, or horse thief, for an hour or more, the officer abandoned his position and reported all quiet along the line. It is to be hoped that these enterprising young men will persevere in their laudable efforts to bag this what is it, and give the public a full account of the whole affair. A demijohn is a large, narrow-necked bottle which, depending on the size, holds about 3 to 10 gallons of liquid. When the articles speak of a walking demijohn, one wonders what they were seeing. A few days later, the York Daily continues the story. The spooks again. That something, or something else, still appears to haunt West Clark Alley, and every night, parties appear to be on the lookout for his ghost ship. Young and old men, if they happen to return home late at night and are asked, "Where have you been?" invariably answer, "Hunting the spook." To those who love late hours, this Clark Alley mystery becomes very convenient, as they can easily satisfy the credulous innocents at home by relating what they have seen or heard in the haunted district. But while some use the reports to excuse their own shortcomings, not a few are actually earnestly watching for the spook. Whether the rolling double-tap beer barrel and the walking demijohn are drawing some to the fated vicinity has not transpired, and as the old saying goes, that's the conundrum. The very latest developments appear to have intensified the excitement. One report is that a boy was seen passing through the portion of the alley, peddling newspapers, and when approached by the parties, the little imp suddenly vanished in a cloud of smoke. A piece of paper was afterward picked up at the very spot of the strange occurrence, which upon examination was found to be printed in foreign and unmeaning characters. The scrap emitted a strong sulphurous smell. The Ninth Ward spook is also being looked after. Recently, a regularly organized party went on a still hunt for him and met with unexpected success. They plainly saw the shadowy apparition standing before them. It was shapeless in form and indescribable in appearance. One of the party drew his revolver, took deliberate aim at the something, and fired. The deadly leaden messenger sped its way, and when the smoke from the powder had cleared away, the apparition was gone, and the only object remaining in sight was a post, and upon examination the bullet was found embedded therein. This volunteer party are determined to follow up their investigation, and woe to the spook that will come within range of their trusted weapons. So let the Hobgoblin fraternity look out. Since the above has been written, it has been learned that there was another ghostly visitation in the Ninth Ward. Yesterday morning, about 5 o'clock, as a married lady was sweeping the pavement in front of her residence on West King Street near Brown and Smizer's Coal Yard, she noticed a tall woman dressed in black, walking down the opposite side with a solemn tread. While watching the strange moving figure with fear and trembling, the lady was horrified to see the something stalking across the street toward her. Before the woman in black reached her, however, she rushed into the side alley and slammed the gate shut, and then called for help. A figure answering the same description was seen in a yard in the same neighborhood. Someone suggested that the tall woman in black might have been a policeman dressed in his long black waterproof, but this is indignantly denied. And the only solution of the mystery that the good lady will receive is that it is a real spook, if such things can be real. Strange Familiars is a production of Dark Holler Arts, music, books, art, podcasts, and more. DarkHollerArts.com.